Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting. They can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight. Because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 1738, 2021 Year-End Tax Planning, Part 2, by Sean Mullaney of FiTaxGuy.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Now, today's post is actually a continuation from yesterday. So if you're new here, it'd be best to listen to yesterday's episode first. But if you're all caught up, let's hear part two and continue optimizing your life. 2021 Year-End Tax Planning, Part 2, by Sean Mullaney of FiTaxGuy.com. The two main levers in this regard are Roth conversions and tax gain harvesting. Roth conversions move amounts in traditional retirement accounts to Roth accounts via a taxable conversion. The idea is to pay tax at a very low tax rate while taxable income is artificially low, rather than leaving the money in deferred accounts to be taxed later in retirement at a higher rate under the required minimum distribution rules. Tax gain harvesting is selling appreciated assets when one is in the 10% or 12% marginal tax bracket so as to incur a 0% long-term capital gains federal tax rate on the capital gain. Early retirees can do some of both. In terms of a tiebreaker, if everything else is equal, I prefer Roth conversions to tax gain harvesting for two primary reasons. First, traditional retirement accounts are subject to ordinary income tax rates in the future, which are likely to be higher than preferred capital gains tax rates. Further, large taxable capital gains in taxable accounts can be washed away through the step up in basis at death. This opportunity doesn't exist for traditional retirement accounts. One time to favor tax gain harvesting over Roth conversions is when the traditional retirement accounts have the early retirees' desired investment assets, but the taxable brokerage account has positions that the early retiree doesn't like anymore. For example, a concentrated position in a single stock. Why not take advantage of tax gain harvesting to reallocate into preferred investments in a tax-efficient way? Long story short, during the fourth quarter, early retirees should consider their taxable income for the year and consider year-end Roth conversions and/or tax gain harvesting. Planning in this regard should be executed no later than December 31st and likely earlier to ensure proper execution. Roth conversions, tax gain harvesting, and tax loss harvesting. Early retired or not, the deadline for 2021 Roth conversions, tax gain harvesting, and tax loss harvesting is December 31st, 2021. Taxpayers should always consider timely implementation. These are not tactics best implemented on December 30th. For some who find their income dipped significantly in 2021, perhaps due to a job loss, 2021 might be the year to convert some amounts in traditional retirement accounts to Roth retirement accounts. Some who are self-employed might want to consider end-of-year Roth conversions to maximize their qualified business income deduction. Stimulus and child tax credit planning. Taxpayers who did not receive their full 2021 stimulus may want to look into ways to reduce their 2021 adjusted gross income so as to qualify for additional stimulus funds. Lowering adjusted gross income can also qualify taxpayers for additional child tax credits. There are many factors you and your advisor should consider in tax planning. This opportunity may be one of them. For example, taxpayers considering a Roth conversion at the end of 2021 might want to hold off in order to qualify for additional stimulus and/or child tax credits. Accelerate payments. The self-employed and other small business owners may want to review business expenses and pay off expenses before January 1st, especially if they anticipate their marginal tax rate will decrease in 2022. Depending on structure and accounting method, doing so may not only reduce income taxes, but could also reduce self-employment taxes. State tax planning. For my fellow Californians, the big one here is property taxes. It may be advantageous to pay billed but not yet due property taxes in late 2021. This allows taxpayers to deduct the amount on their 2021 California income tax return. In California, the standard deduction, $4,601 for single taxpayers and $9,202 for married filing joint taxpayers, is much lower than the federal standard deduction. So consideration should be given to accelerating itemized deductions in California, regardless of whether the taxpayer itemizes for federal income tax purposes. Required minimum distributions, or RMDs. They're back. RMDs are back for 2021. The deadline to withdraw a required minimum distribution for 2021 is December 31st, 2021. Failure to do so can result in a 50% penalty. Required minimum distributions apply to most retirement accounts. Roth IRAs are an exception. They apply once the taxpayer turns 72. Also, many inherited retirement accounts, including Roth IRAs, are subject to RMDs, regardless of the beneficiary's age. Planning for traditional retirement accounts inherited in 2020 and 2021. As I discussed in my blog post on inherited IRAs, those inheriting traditional retirement accounts in 2020 or later need to do some tax planning, and the end of the year is a good time to do that planning. Many traditional retirement account beneficiaries will need to empty the retirement account in 10 years instead of being on an RMD schedule, and thus will need to plan out distributions over the 10-year timeframe to manage the tax rate on the distributions. 2021 federal estimated taxes. For those with small business income, side hustle income, significant investment income, and other income that's not subject to tax withholding, the deadline for 2021 fourth quarter estimated tax payment to the IRS is January 18th, 2022. Such individuals should also consider making timely estimated tax payments to cover any state income taxes. Review and update beneficiary designation forms. Beneficiary designation forms control the disposition of financial assets, such as retirement accounts and brokerage accounts, upon death. Year-end is a great time to make sure the relevant institutions have up-to-date forms on file. While beneficiary designation should be updated anytime there's a significant life event, such as a marriage or a death of a loved one, year-end is a great time to ensure that has happened. 2022 and beyond tax planning. The best tax planning is long-term planning. There's always the temptation to maximize deductions on the current year tax return. But the best planning considers your current situation and your future plans and strives to reduce total lifetime taxes. 2022 is as good a time as any to do long-term planning. You just listened to part two of the post titled 2021 Year-End Planning by Sean Mullaney of FiTaxGuy.com. Have you been using Mint to manage your finances? First, the bad news. Mint is shutting down. And now, the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I found that Monarch makes it easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. I shared my tax planning conversation with a close friend of mine, and she also had a good experience with her CPA when it came to Roth conversions. Since her income was very low in 2021, it made a lot of sense for her to do a conversion, and she chose to do so with a fairly substantial amount of money. The tax hit was minimal because she chose to do the conversion strategically, and her joy over this was contagious. We talk so much on this show about optimizing expenses and income, but sometimes keeping more of the money you have through optimizing taxes can be a huge win. If you've been listening to this show for a while, you know that I don't use a financial advisor or planner. I choose to manage my own investments and I do my own financial planning. So why don't I manage my taxes the same way? I certainly used to when I only had W-2 income. But as my situation became more complex due to owning more assets and starting my business, it was clear that I could benefit from a CPA. When it comes to investing and financial planning, I keep it simple, so it's easy to manage myself. But taxes can be complicated and the laws are constantly changing. Plus, financial advisors, especially ones that charge a percentage of assets under management, end up being really expensive and can eat away at your wealth. But my CPA? He charges me $150 per hour for 2 planning meetings a year and $400 to do my return. We're talking a $700 expense. And get this, my return last year was close to $9,000. My CPA is worth every freaking penny, and I stand by that. And that's another episode and weekend of Optimal Finance Daily in the books. Thank you for your support and for listening every day. And I'll be back with more posts for you on Monday. So have a great rest of your weekend, and I'll catch you tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.